Hey, Jamie.
Yes, Steve.
Have you enjoyed your little break?
No, it's been boring. Been what? Sat on this couch for 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's because you've got nothing outside of this podcast, have you, Jamie?
You're like my Sandy from Greece. You weren't expecting that, was you?
No.
I was like, no. Now you've got to work a sponsor in.
Is it you're my Danny Zuko? Is that
there
what
you go.
Saying? Thank you. This podcast is sponsored by Danny and Sandy.
Oh, Sandy.
Oh, well, oh, well, oh, well, it's nice to be back, Jamie. See what I did there?
Nice of you to come back, Steve.
Yeah, sorry, I've been very, very busy.
I've been busy.
Yeah, don't do it. The house looks nice, the garden.
Garden's coming on.
A bit in the garden, have you? Have you just been doing house chores? Just keep yourself
just
occupied.
Getting, waiting for this sunshine to come, that's what I've been doing.
Oh, hang on, I'm not having this.
What?
Because, well... It's ruining my introduction because I'm going to mention it in a second.
Yeah.
But you've done nothing but appear in Liverpool's prime new entertainment complex, let's call it.
Yeah.
It's been only open a week, and I think you spent the week there.
Well, you know what I mean?
Doing your Scouse, mate. Doing your Scouse comedy. All right.
Just comedy, Steve.
Sell chicken. Do they sell chicken?
If you look on the sheets and all the posts, you'll see it's comedians. There's no novelty acts, which is why you've not had the call.
How high is the ceiling?
The ceiling's extremely... you'd put you on the big stage, the music stage. You'd love that. There's different stages, yeah.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, they put novelty things out there, you know, like circus acts, clowns.
Clowns?
The theatre.
Oh, clown.
The theatre's for us pros.
I had a severe injury. Talk about clowns. Should I tell about me before I do my intro? Should I tell about my severe...
No. How? No, I think you forgot how this podcast works. What happens is we do a sponsor, we do an intro, you tell us what's coming up, you ask me if I'm moaning, we proceed.
All right.
Go on, Steve. What's on the show?
Well, we're back, Jamie.
Just because you've been with stars from Steps. Let's know your lane.
Oh, we're good mates now, me and Lee.
Yeah.
He's an Everton fan. You should like him.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're back. I left Jamie to tour... You come back to that, yeah. I left Jamie to tour the UK with Steps. Well, a fifth of them. And he's ended up all over the papers. We haven't even mentioned that. Yeah.
Well,
right? I'll leave you 5 minutes, Jamie. 5 minutes in terms of, you know, the life time scale, if you like.
Yeah.
And you just ended up in the papers and involved in a sex scandal. We'll come to that in a minute.
It was in the Daily Mail and the Daily Mirror.
Unbelievable. I'll tell you about a shocking discovery I made once I boarded a train in Newcastle.
Oh, yeah.
And Jamie will no doubt talk about the fantastic venue that is Hot Water Comedy in Liverpool. You're going to go on and on and on and on about that.
I won't mention, Steve.
How many times are you booked in already?
There's probably about 20 to 30.
20. Well,
how many have you booked in?
I'm not. But I've no time for them. I'd love to find a gap in the diary.
I think what they do, Steve, is that my nights are very busy. So yeah. If you notice, what they've done is they've created 2 o'clock shows for me. So I'm tending to go there.
Because you, yeah.
I'm going in the afternoons.
You're that far away from care homes, mate. That's what you do. 2 o'clock slots. 2 o'clock. He's got, tell you what. Get in for it. Afternoon, well, all our patients go to bed at like 6:30, 7 o'clock. We need a comedian who works days.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie Sutherland, man, we saw him. He only does 2 o'clock shows in Liverpool.
My crowd like to be home.
Yeah.
They like to be home early evening. The bus. You know what I mean? So.
Our fans of this podcast have it piped into the wards. plus all the usual features, Rob Proclamation, what's trending, Rockabye Babe in a clothing focus. But right now, Jamie.
Yes, Steve.
In true fashion, you look like you're in a right old mood. Is it because I left you for a couple of weeks?
This show could be an entire section of moods and complaints. That's how many I've had. But I'm honed in on one in particular, Steve.
Spread them out over the next 6 months now.
I will do. The M6 toll road.
All right.
So I found myself on the M6 toll last week. I was going down to Oxford Way. And as it is, you know, I'm going down, M6 starts flashing up, congestion 11 to 9.
Yeah.
And then underneath it says toll road clear.
Clear.
I'm thinking, yeah, is it? Always. You know what I mean? Anyway, Steve, M6 toll road. I forgot how much it cost. I don't look in the dark. I just get my receipt and keep driving.
You just put your card on the thing.
The M6 toll road, £8.90 one way.
It's
£8.90.
I think you'll find, if you do the sums, that it's roughly about £1 a minute that you save. I think... When I put it, you know, on the ball through clear, I think, yeah, it's about 8 minutes, 6 to 8 minutes difference between, that's all that toll road saves you in terms of time. You're costing you a pound every minute you drive. It's costing you a quid just to use that toll. You might as well just, if you'd set off just 8 minutes earlier, it would have made a difference.
£8.90. 20, I think I worked out, I googled it, 27 miles the M6 toll road.
Yeah.
Right, for £8.90.
Yeah.
The Florida Turnpike.
Yeah.
Right, with beautiful 312 kilometres, I
including
think it was.
Including Alligator Alley.
Yeah, and things to look at, by the way, beautiful scenic view, $23. Right. Sydney Harbour Bridge toll.
What is that? What is it?
$3.
Have you looked it up? Is it only $3 to go?
$3. £8.90 to avoid Birmingham.
Well, you look at it like it's worth it then, isn't it?
Bargain.
I'd pay double that to avoid Birmingham.
I would.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I did a return journey just to avoid Birmingham. I was like, £8.90 is not as bad now. Bit of a result.
They should have that flashing up on the signs instead of, you know, instead of saying clear, just to avoid Birmingham this way.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Fantastic. There, have you ever been to that little one? There's a little toll road. I think there's, I'm pretty sure there's one near like Garstangway, you know.
Is there?
Yeah.
A toll road?
Yeah. There's a little bridge you go over.
There's one in Lincoln, that's 30 pence.
There is another one in Lincoln.
And actually, you got a sign up.
30p.
It said, there's a sign, handwritten, says, we do not accept euros. Who has turned up in Lincoln on that little bridge, which is 24 hours a day, by the way. You don't even get to fly over it at night.
Yeah.
And gone, oh, can I pay with a euro, mate? 30p. In fact, I don't even think, you can't even use card. So
I don't think you can use card. It's just that little lady in a box, isn't it?
It is just somebody in a, like a Punch and Judy box.
All night? Is she there? Because I've been late at night.
Yeah.
Coming home from gigs.
I have.
And she's just sat in a little box like that.
Yeah.
It's 30p.
You think we could just ride this out, couldn't you?
I wonder how many people are let off because they haven't got the change. People don't carry change there anymore.
No.
They must have she must have a Zettel.
A Zettel?
A Zettel.
What sort of car is that?
That's not... No. Zettel's your phone thing, isn't it? That they have them...
Oh.
Like mobile...
Yeah.
Card reading machines that you can carry now. Anyone can have a Zettel now. The people... You know, people begging on the streets who have Zettel.
Sorry, mate. No change. I've got Zettel.
Fair enough.
Kind of thing you can pop up with these days. But I'm sure there's one. I'm sure there's one near gas tank.
Oh, we'll have to look. If you know, if anyone's listening knows of other toll roads around the UK, then do let us know.
Yeah,
and tell us the price if you know.
It won't be £8.90. I'll tell you that.
£8.90 to look at embankments.
Doesn't it not like about £2 off if you come up back after midnight?
Oh, there's a discount at night. Yeah, it used to be the night rate used to be, I think it was like 10 till 6.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's changed now, 12 till 5. You know, it's something it's ridiculous. I think when it first opened, it was after 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Right. Was classed as the night shift.
Yeah.
You know, so just two tariff. But now...
A couple of quid as well. It's gone up an awful lot.
Oh, if I can avoid that, I will be. If I can avoid that, I will be.
Absolutely. What's your favourite nut?
Oh, I'd say, put me on the spot there, I'd say a girl called Lisa in my second year of college. That was a good one. That's probably my most memorable.
What, a nut? As she was a nutter?
Oh, no, what you do when you get to the end of your sexual encounter. Is that not what you mean?
What?
That's what happens at the end of your doings, isn't it? Have you ever heard the phrase nut?
No.
What happens at the end of the action? with a woman. You?
Nut.
Are you seriously not getting
that? I don't get that.
Right. Unbelievable. You are thick.
You set me up. You said, make sure you do it. I've got a great one-liner for you. Not knowing that, I would have... A nut.
Right, move on, Grandad. My favourite type of nut is a salted peanut.
No, I need to go to the bottom of it. I don't... I'm genuinely not... What is that? Is it a nutted her?
No, that's the... That's what... It's sort of the modern phrase is. Instead of using the other word...
Right.
People use that word. We've never heard that.
No.
Not Google it.
I don't want to Google it. I don't want that on me.
But in the... In the
drive.
Well, we won't be using that as a clip. we...
Should I tell you why we're doing it? Why I wrote it on our little
salted
thing?
Nuts.
Is it... Salted nuts. The only reason I say it is I just did this. I got into this habit this week of coming up with a character. Let's say this week, last 3 weeks with the panto crowd, and in my warm up, I just go, "Hiya, welcome. It's me, Tommy Kittens. What's your favourite nut? We're here today in Dunfermline, and I'm asking Jamie here, what's your favourite nut?
Salted.
Salted. What kind of salted nut?"
What do you mean, what kind of salted nut? Salted.
That's not the nut. Salt is a condiment. I want to know, what's your favourite nut, Jamie?
Is this what you were doing in panto?
No, this was just like a one-up, just messing about. It was hilarious.
Afraid, I bet it went.
It were hilarious with me and my mates.
What mates?
My mates who've got a sense of humour. Not the miserable ones I have back home that I have to, every 12 months, take a month's break from... That nut. Oh, that'd be one of my new mates. Oh, it's one of my mates.
It's not.
It's Lee from Steps.
It's not.
Hi, Lee. Sorry, mate. I'll have to phone you back. Sorry.
Right. Do us a favour. No.
Lee from Steps.
Open your phone.
Yeah.
Right, wait. Wait for that call to go.
It's gone.
Right. Oh, right. Just. I'm not going to do nothing. Just put your phone there.
No.
Let me just check here. I'm just going to go like that, right? I'm going to go to latest. I'm just going to see who's called you. I'm going to go into your call log. Because you said these are all your recent calls. Yeah.
Yeah.
So in the yeah. So I'm only going to go to yesterday. Oh, there was a lot, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to do the list because you said all your new mates.
All right. Yeah.
Lee from Steps. That one unknown. Rosie, your daughter. Me, Martin, Mrs. Lovely, Rosie. Wife. Lucy, your daughter. Wife. Daisy, your daughter. Me. Don't know that.
Yeah, but you see
Rosie.
All the numbers.
Me. I'm not seeing any new names, Steve. So let's just stop calling your new friends, because no one's rung you in the last 2 days.
You're right.
Yeah. Do you think it was your Tommy Kittens routine that did it? What's your favourite nut? Hey, should have stuck with my punchline of Lisa, second year college.
Still don't get it.
Oh well, that's not your
thick. You, a nut. I was like, nut, but nutting is nutting.
Stop. Well,
oh,
we'll see if other people know. We'll see if other people know. Do you want some music?
No, I want it.
You can't. It's 13 minutes.
Well, it's 30. Oh, we better do the music, and then yeah. I want to know about your sex scandal.
I wasn't involved in a sex scandal.
Well, that's not what I'm seeing or hearing.
Right, okay.
Like I said, leave you for 5 minutes.
Well, I was...
You're all over the papers.
Yeah. Okay, some music I'm going to play for people at home. So this is Rockabye Baby, an old track played in the form of a baby tune. Well, I actually like this tune as well, to be fair. So I'll give you the headset.
It did sound very random, you know. It sounded a little bit more tuneful than not.
Yeah, but I've gone big time on this. This is a good track, right, by the way, okay. But very, very difficult. Have a guess.
I know it.
Do you know what? It's that hard. I'll give you it if you get the band.
I know it. Red Hot Chili Peppers.
God, it is Red Hot Chili Peppers. Well done.
It is Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yes.
I'm trying to think it. Oh, what's the name of this? Play it again.
Okay.
Because I'll start singing it.
There you go.
Ah, oh, I'm trying to think the name of it. Every time I think Red Hot Chili Peppers, I always think one of the best lines ever in music is the one where they go, give it a wee, give it a wee, give it a wee now.
Yeah.
Give it a wee, give it a wee.
Scar tissue.
Is that what it's called?
Scar tissue. I'm giving you it, though.
Very good.
I'm giving you it because you were... You got the band, and I didn't think you get that.
You didn't think I get the band?
No.
Oh, I was a big Chili Peppers fan.
Posh, yeah.
Yeah, I used to love them.
Oh, okay.
Still do. They are very, very good.
Right, go on, we can move on.
Right, no, I was going to ask you about your sex scandal.
Wait, it's not a scandal.
Well...
There was a love rumour, a celebrity love rumour...
Yeah.
...that I got involved in.
Yeah.
Accidentally. Because... Well, it wouldn't have happened, but only a couple of weeks ago. No, because I've been so popular, really, whilst you've been away. I've had to make my Instagram public now. It was always a private Instagram, so this would never have happened if my Instagram would not have been as it was. So because I'm doing a lot of these things, people are wanting to collaborate on my Instagram.
Yeah.
But because it was private. Anyway, so that's that. So I ended up doing... There was a love rumour of Ricky Hatton and Claire Sweeney.
Yeah.
Now... I was doing an afternoon with Ricky Hatton.
And Claire Sweeney turned up?
She was at the bar. So this is on a...
So have you got any inside information on this?
No. So then...
You're not going to grab... What you said is you don't say anything that might upset...
No, because, right...
Former boxing champion Ricky Hatton.
I knew Claire's friend... Lindsay Germain, who's an actress and a singer.
Right.
She works at Liverpool Royal Court all the time. She's that good.
Right.
So I'm chatting to her and Claire's there. I said, well, let's get a photo and all that. And so we did that, promote the club, you know, all that. And in the break, we went and we got a table and Ricky sat next to Claire and a friend and the manager was there and all. So we were just chatting, didn't think nothing. There was no signs. Fast forward 2 days. Them two had been pictured in Manchester the night before, or sometime, and then it said, and they were recently seen hanging out together because they were on, what was they on, the dancing?
They were on
Dance on Ice.
Oh, right.
So they were on the Celebrity Ice thing, weren't they?
Oh, right.
So they were on the same series. So then there was all these pictures.
And talk about whether they're together during that as well.
Well, that's obviously where they met. And then it says, you know... The story, and then it says the story ran on the day saying, oh, the hour they were seen together, mixing with friends over the weekends and seen together.
The friend.
And then there's my Instagram post, right, of me and Claire, and it's going mixing with friends and having a time at the comedy club in the afternoon. And I'm thinking, what?
There's a picture of your Instagram post on it.
Yeah, so one of my mates, because you're in the Daily Mail, I thought, that's great. Oh, a bit of publicity for myself. And then I read it. I didn't even say my name, just use my post.
Yeah, it's not the demographic we want to be appealing to, the Daily Mail. No offence.
No, and then he ended up in the... And then it was in the Daily Mirror the following day. And then they just copy and paste. So I ended up accidentally being involved in that. But
that's the nothing. Title. I just think it should have been Hatton.
Hatton what?
The Hitman Hatton hit on something on those lines. You know what I mean? Hit Manhattan. I'm trying to work it out now in my own head. Hit Manhattan. Hit on. Hit Manhattan. Hit on. That's it.
Right.
Claire Sweeney. The Hit Manhattan's hit on. There you go.
That was the headline.
Pass it on to your. Can I tell you about my scandal this week and how I got injured in my pantomime?
Did you?
First week of the pantomime. This was first week.
Oh no.
You've seen me in panto, right? How do you reckon I got four scars to my head?
Eggs.
Right.
Cracking eggs on your head, because that's what you do all the time.
Well, there was one egg cracked on my head every
time. You remember last time you cracked your head? Remember?
Yeah.
Your hair grew back.
Well, this is what I know. That's why I...
Your baldy
patch.
That's
why I push for an egg.
Man, I'm looking at it now. When people look back at these videos, you're going to have to flatten it down.
Why is it going to spike? That's because I'm washing it twice a day. So many eggs have been smashed in my head over the last month.
Yeah.
I've been washing it. I obviously have to rush to the dressing room after every time they've done the baking scene, or the slosh scene, as they call it in panto, and I'm washing my hair twice a day.
Right.
Right? So it goes all really fluffy like that. But I got these... Do you know what? There's a scene where I had loads of baking. I've been put off baking products for life, by the way, because this scene was basically, it started off with, is she, I saw an ex-girlfriend, what was she like? She was French bread. And I've got a trolley full of all these things. So every time I say one of the items, you hold it up.
Right.
So she was French bread, so I hold up a French stick. Right. What was she like? She was a nice bit of crumpet. I had to pluck up the courage to ask her out. I said, Eclair, do you want to go on a date with me? She said, shoo.
Jesus, you know what I mean? All it, so
this went on and on, right?
Jeez, it's gone on and on already.
People laughing. It's very popular. But the tagline is, have you run out of puns, son? And I go, yeah. And then he goes, well, that's a wrap. And hits me in the face with a wrap. But these products started to go stale. And about, I don't know, 6 days into the run, that's
the rock
all.
Hard.
A wrap. I mean, if you leave a tortilla wrap out on a desk,
yeah,
they go hard, don't they? Go hard quickly.
Yeah.
So this one day, it goes like that with the thing. And I come up and went, I said, mate, this is the dame who's hit me. I said, mate, that really hurt when you whacked me in the face then. And he looked and went, oh my word, you're bleeding. I was straight back on stage the next second. There's blood pouring from your head. He basically slashed me with a wrap.
Wow.
The fat force, like that, like little tiny knife cuts to me forward.
So how did you get round that going forward? Did you have to buy a fresh wrap each day?
Yeah.
Did you?
Well, I also ducked out of the way of the blooming wrap, didn't I? I said, don't hit me like that. Don't hit me like that. Oh, mate. Oh, you can imagine what it's like after 4 weeks of rehearsals and doing the show, this condition of someone, because a lot of them are still in the packets.
Right.
So it was like frangipans and meringues and everything was going just one loaf of bread, which he got wrong. Can you believe it? So there's a guy in charge of props, Jeff. What a star. I have to say now, I love that man. He was right cutting. Older fella, right? He just didn't take nonsense. Everything. He swore all the time. Oh, God, I can't be effing this, effing. Oh, just do it, Steve. So he sent off to get these baking products. And in the first show we've got, I finally got all the right products on this stand. He says, to make it more fun, they thought it'd be fun to hide them in different places each time. So I had to turn, try and find the product before I hold it up. One of the lines is, the girlfriend said to me, why don't I go out with you both at the same time? Because an ex-boyfriend's turned up called Peter,
right.
Peter Bread, right? Why don't I go out with you both at the same time? And my line splits. I said, you can't have the best of both worlds. So I go like that. I see the loaf of bread. I go, you can't have the best of both worlds. And I look, he's got Kingsmill 50-50.
Oh, right.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
And I went, Jeff, into the wings, this is in a show. I went, you've not even got me the right props. The line is best of both, but there's a product called. Oh, I didn't know, did I? That's what he's shouting.
I suppose.
So, but I adapted it. How do you think I adapted it?
I don't know.
It was 50-50 who I went out with.
Hey.
Always working, Jamie.
I reckon.
Always working.
For that story, yeah. You had to be there.
Well, to see the products,
just
to do the whole thing.
No, just to get the human of it, because that was like, it's one of those things. You know, when you're like, one of you goes an Aldi and you meet some people that are new, and you come back and tell your mates a story, and we're not interested. That was that.
I've been away and had a life.
You haven't. I saw your Instagram post, and then I told you this the other day. There was like, yeah, to be an Instagram story with you holding a pint, doing a little dance, going, hey. And I'm saying, like, the reality of that is Steve's got a pint, looks like he's dancing, celebrating, having a wild night. The reality I know is that 15 minutes after that, Steve sat in a comfy chair having a tablet. That's the reality.
Yeah.
Because I've been...
It is true.
...on a tour bus with you.
Yeah.
We actually had a bus, didn't we?
We did have a bus.
It was a big, big van. Big
but
bus.
I wouldn't be drinking because my driver didn't do... The driver that I booked...
Yeah.
...yourself... didn't do all the driving.
I meant doing
refused
that.
To, you know, that's refused right. To take up. I gave you a job offer,
yeah,
straight after COVID as well.
Yeah.
Just mainly because you're experienced in driving a van.
That's right? A good point.
During the, you know, when you were your Tesco driver. So I thought, he's the man. He's got a good driver. And then half the time, he didn't drive.
Oh. I just hoodwinked myself onto the tour. Talking of driving, that sort of leads nicely into... had a conversation with Justin Morehouse, you know, the very funny comic who sells out theatres on his own.
Yeah.
I went to see his tour show getting filmed.
It looked brilliant. It did look brilliant.
The Shakespeare,
what was the name of the
Shakespeare North Theatre in Prescott. Beautiful.
It's like a proper Globe Theatre, isn't it?
Beautiful.
Wooden.
So we were on about. And it shows that because his age, audience-wise, demographics, probably similar to ours, you know what I mean? Yeah. Our age, if you will.
Yeah.
And then it just goes to show that we had a conversation about, like, certain clubs. What clubs are you doing at the minute? What are you not doing? All that sort of stuff. And then he mentioned a certain club in a city.
Mm.
And he said, oh, do you not do that one anymore? And I won't mention the club because it makes no odds. And I went, no. And he was sort of assuming, well, like, I fell out with them or something or whatever. And I just went, I don't do that club anymore because... you just can't park outside. And he went, what? I went, I don't like going to venues where I can't park. I've got to walk it. And I'm just getting to the age now where I don't want to be walking through city centres.
Wow.
And he went, you don't do. He's like, you don't do that club because of the park. And I went, yeah. I said, it's like, it's a good 10 minutes in it, you know, to the NCP. And I'm just not doing it. I'm not late at night. So there is a major club in the country that I don't reply.
I immediately think there. I'm just trying to go through all the clubs that they've got stairs. Thinking they're the next ones you're going to knock off the list.
So
I assume Otwater Comedy Club in Liverpool that you've now signed up your life to has no stairs.
Well, there's stairs, but not many.
Not many. You're all right.
Can you
manage?
Yeah, it's fine.
Good,
it's
easy.
And I can park right outside.
There you go.
Like literally at the door.
Right.
Of there as well. But yeah, I've gone past the point of walking at night.
Wow. Unbelievable, mate. Oh, talk about walking.
Yeah.
Walking in. Have you ever walked in on a couple in a hotel room?
No.
Well, I did.
What, doing stuff?
Well, on this tour, basically what happened, you do the show and then you're straight into a minibus and need to the next town, and then you stay there, and the next morning you get up, you go to the theatre, do that and the same, and that repeats over and over again. It's incredible. It's very tiring, to be honest. So you're shattered when you arrive at these hotels. So I arrive in a hotel in Torquay, the last hotel we stayed at, and we've been training at travel lodges all the time, which are all right.
Yeah.
Most of them. They're a bog standard thing, right? But this one in Torquay was a different type of hotel. It went in, and first of all, it looked all right, kind of like 1970s vibe. But then as you started to go towards the rooms, so he gives me the key, room 185. So I go up, and it's like two floors up, which threw me already, because one is normally floor one, isn't it? And then you get 285.
Okay, yeah.
So anyway, I'm in 185, which happens to be two floors up. So I find the room, put the key in, open it. As I open the door, I can hear,
no.
Like there's noises going on.
No.
Right? Yeah?
Oh, God.
But you know when something doesn't quite register quick enough in your head?
Get lost.
I carried on walking.
No, get lost.
I carried on walking.
No, you didn't register.
I jumps out of a bed, right? And comes running to, like, but it was foreign guy. Going, what are you doing? Get out! Get out! His wife carrying under the sheets, going, She wasn't screaming from passion. She was screaming because she thought she was being
there's an intruder.
By an intruder, right?
Wow.
And I'm just... I understand that when people say they're just too shocked to move. I just stood there and I'm just waving my key like...
Waving your phone, taking videos.
I'm going, I've got a key. I've got a key. Like I'm going to budge over. Is there room for another one?
Wow.
Room for a little one.
So what sort of key was it? Like a physical metal key or was it a key like a card?
Physical metal key, that kind of hotel it was. You know what I mean? It was an old hotel.
So clearly
that
key is for that.
He didn't like the boat. When I went back down, he went, I don't know what's going on there.
So how did
check it up? How do you not know that this... There's only me. Wouldn't you say, oh, there's a key missing here?
How did the bloke leave it when... I presume he's in front of you naked.
No, he did have pants on, actually, luckily. Whether he
pants,
just let them on...
Short or like
short, like I a didn't pair look, of... Geez, or, I didn't look in detail.
No, did he jump up and put a pair of fanner on?
I didn't look at the motif, did I? I'm not going
to
look...
Well,
at...
I need to know.
Oh, well, let me just check the label.
Was he big? Was
you?
He small? Was he short? Was he well? Was he buff?
He looked like... Well, look, anyone's going to look like they can have me, aren't they?
Was he still...
was big enough to... He was big and foreign.
And was he still excited and when he came at you?
Kind of Germanic, no, maybe.
Did he look excited when he was coming at you?
No.
Because you could have just...
He wasn't pointing me to the exit, if that's what
you could have just hung the key on him.
Just go, I'll leave that with you.
That's mad, that, though, isn't it?
Oh, mate. Oh, it was...
It's crazy how they make that mistake, especially with metal keys.
The other thing about hotel rooms I've noticed, I've been staying in so many over the last few weeks. Why? There must be a scientific reason for this. Why do brews made in a hotel room never taste right? If you make a cup of tea...
The water.
Is it the water as you travel around?
It's got to be the water, hasn't it, in the pipes.
Yeah, but even if I stayed in a travel lodge around the corner from here.
Yeah.
Same water supply, surely.
I'd just take a bottle of water for the kettle.
Well, I know. Listen, I'm not saying there's not solutions to this, Jim. I'm just asking, what do you generally just think it's the water? I think
you never get a nice brew in your room.
I read somewhere recently that having a brew from a red mug makes the cup of tea taste better.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. There's all tiny little psychological things that go on in your head that you're not aware of, Jamie. There's a lot going on in your head that you're not aware of.
Mm.
But that's absolutely true. You can... the colour of a mug... Look it up, mate. The colour of a mug can make a difference to the taste of a cup of tea.
Yeah, I reckon that. I reckon if you have a cup of tea in a Sports Direct mug, I'm not enjoying that.
Right. Oh, I don't know, because they're a big mug.
I know, but it just... It's not
appealing.
It's the same
way that you, when you go on holiday and you have like the in Greece, oh, this is our local liqueur.
Yeah.
And you try it on holiday in Greece, you're going, oh, I love that. Get me another one. I'll take a bottle home with me. You get home, you pour it, your first night home.
Horrible.
Oh,
yeah.
Because you're not, you need
the environment.
You need the environment around you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen to, is it Souvlaki music? What's it called? Souvlaki music, isn't it? Greek music.
Right.
Listening to Greek music in Greece is nice. You don't want it on your stereo at home. Listen to reggae when you're in Jamaica.
Sounds
fantastic. Stick it on for 24/7 at home. Not so much.
That theory works because if it's red hot, like over here, and I'm sat in the back garden, and I've got people round. Let's say it's a really hot July afternoon, and you've all got like your shorts on and a couple of beers.
Mm.
I'll put the Gypsy Kings on, and nobody bats an eyelid. Or Gloria Estefan and the Miami Sound Machine.
Yeah, but if you can't put Gloria Estefan on,
but if I
in
put
the middle of winter,
exactly. If I was sat indoors at Christmas
party,
and I put Gypsy Kings on,
Miami Sound Machine guys, hey, everyone going. No,
don't work,
right.
Does it? Don't work. So I think the environment does play a massive part. Hey, I tell you what, somebody, I've never told you this story. I don't think I've told you this story on the podcast before. I'm going about comedy and...
Yeah, go on.
Some women, right, who was at a show recently, didn't like an act, right?
Right.
And you won't believe why, but this may be more common of a thing. I've ever told this story. So the act's gone on, he's done well, and it's done all right, you know what I mean? First act, one of my shows, done all right, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sound happy. And then we're in a break, and I say to this table girl, did you enjoy that? And they've had a conversation at this point, and one of them goes, no. And I went, what, why? I said, he was all right, because they were at the front.
Yeah.
They went, did you see his shoes? And I went, what? She went, did you see his shoes? I went, no. She went, they were filthy. She went, as soon as he got to the front and got on stage, saw them dirty shoes. She went, I couldn't concentrate. She went, I just thought, how dare they on a Saturday night turn up here, £15 a ticket and dirty shoes. She said, well, we all just went off him at that point. She said, I couldn't take anything he said. Like, I couldn't even look at him. She went, Saturday night, dirty shoes.
All I said to that, Jamie, is don't book Jimmy Cricket.
He wears wellies, doesn't he?
Exactly. They'd be like, that'd be repulsed by Jimmy Cricket in his it's a bit similar to like you're saying tea doesn't taste right. So are people judging?
Yeah, I think you're judged no matter. So you weren't even judged on his content coming out of his mouth. He was judged.
I'm trying to think when I've ever died. Come on, have I ever died?
I'm trying to think of the state of my shoes when I have died on stage.
I remember buying a shirt once for work, putting it on, had a nightmare gig and never wore that shirt again.
Oh, really?
Oh, it was just mentally disaster. I had it, in my head, it was down to that shirt. Because it couldn't have possibly, it couldn't have possibly been me.
Funny enough, do you know what this reminds me of? I'd totally forgotten about this. The one venue that I've genuinely died at, I think the only venue I've died at twice, it used to be a comedy club in Newcastle called the Hyena.
Everyone's died there.
I remember doing it with Chris Ramsey once, and he was comparing it, and he came off after I'd just been on. He went, mate, that was like watching my dad getting beaten up.
That's what he said to me.
Yeah.
That stage should have had tombstones on it.
For some reason, that night, I don't think it matters anymore because kids. Young people now wear white socks again. It's like an almost accepted. You'll see a lot of people wearing white socks. This is going back probably 10, 15 years ago.
You wore white socks.
And I wore white socks and shoes because I had some white shoes and I thought it wouldn't matter. I know the white shoes is a bad idea already, but remember, this is a day when I used to, this is going back to the day where I used to wear like a sky blue suit.
Oh, I remember the suit.
The suit that fitted in Kong, funny enough.
We've heard that story.
Yeah.
John Bishop.
I don't want a name drop. You did that for me. I don't need that. But we together, me and John. He got a red one.
Anyway.
Blue one. Anyway, so I had white socks with it, and I remember them just going, shouting, white socks, white socks, white socks. All these Geordies just going, and then so they got to the point where I was juggling guitars to the chants of, you're there, I know you are. Just
really?
Chanting at me, yeah.
Wow.
And I actually got quite a sick kick out of it because it doesn't happen very often, but yeah.
Horrible. If people are listening, does it matter? Well, I always wear clean stuff anyway. And you do.
You're smart. I remember in a conversation with Toby Foster a long time ago, right enough, and he was an advocate of getting dressed up for the stage. Most acts won't bother. Just turn up in whatever and think they can go on and just do it. And that's fair enough. It's all down to what you feel comfortable is, isn't it? Or what your stage persona is.
Yeah.
So, clean.
None of it,
you don't see us, do you? Anyone who's on stage is not actually them. You always, in the same way, we're not ourselves unless we're in our own home, right? Oh. So when you go on stage, Jimmy, you become that smart, you know, Matt. I mean, the podcast, you made an effort, you put a linen shirt on today. I don't know what that's about. It's not summer, is it?
Well, look at your denim.
The sun's
blue denim with a t-shirt underneath.
Yeah, because it's saying, smart cat, it's saying it could get summer, could be on its way. But I'll wear a jacket in case. You're wearing full linen attire.
I'm not linen leggings. They're just pants.
Those are like calico, then.
Calico? What's that?
I'm sure it's a type of material. I don't really know. I've lost my track now. What was I saying? What was I going on about?
We look smart.
That's it.
But you reckon...
on stage.
When you... And see if it's the same as you. You think you look smart. There's always, if you ever check yourself, you check yourself in the mirror.
Yeah.
So you're upstairs, you're getting ready for work, you're going out, or you're maybe going out socialising. Yeah. You check yourself in the mirror in your bedroom and you go, look smart.
Yeah.
But then if you're going downstairs and the door's open or there's another mirror in the hall or the toilet and you catch yourself again, how come? Say, there's always a mirror in your house that favours you, and there's always a mirror in your house that makes you look horrendous.
There was one backstage, for enough, on this tour that I've just been on. No, there was one that was a full length mirror, and it made you look. I don't know how. It must be in the same way that the comedy hall mirrors do. It made you look about 7 foot tall. I was the tallest, lankiest, bald man you've ever seen in that mirror, and I think. I only know this because when we had a bathroom done, it was 2020, a year ago, but we had our bathroom fitted, and the guy said to me, do you want a true mirror? You know, you can buy a true mirror.
Can you?
Yeah. Some mirrors aren't true, and that's the problem is. You've got untrue mirrors in your house.
Cheap, do you reckon?
Cheap mirrors. To get a true mirror, I don't know, it must be in the construction of it or whatever. They're expensive because they are accurate mirrors.
Wow.
In the same way, I suppose you could pay more for a watch that stays in time longer. I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There is a real craftsmanship about it. I've had this conversation only yesterday. I was picking up my daughter from the airport. She's been to Gran Canaria for 2 weeks. Also, in terms of mirrors, Have you noticed? You only know whether you've got a tan on holiday. You don't know until you get home and look in your home mirror.
Oh, you can't trust the Spanish mirror.
Oh, you can't. That,
not, that's, I think in the Spanish,
foreign mirrors
make you look gorgeous.
Foreign mirrors, you think, oh, am I getting? Well, you always also query it as well. But it's probably more to do with the fact you were with all the other tanned people as well, who were gradually getting tanned as well.
Yeah.
You can only compare your tan with those who are just arriving at the hotel as you're leaving and just scrape past them going, hey, I've done all right.
God, hey, I tell you what.
But when you get home and you look in that mirror, your brain remembers what you look like before you set off. And you look at them and go, oh, look at me, I've got a tan.
Is there a sadder look than the family that's just arrived at the hotel at 4 o'clock in the afternoon when the sun's beating down? You know what I mean? They just went, just dragging it. They're normally in trousers and shit. Yeah. They got their airport clothes on. Yeah. They look white as ghosts and exhausted.
They can't sneak in anymore. Have you noticed that suitcases have got noisier and noisier as they've got easier to handle? Because if you think about it, back in the day, a suitcase, you'd pick it up, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Dad would be carrying the two suitcases in at the back. No noise in.
Everything's on wheels.
The groans and the ache of your muscles, right? Then we got the two-wheel version, didn't we? Two-wheel.
Yeah.
That was the first sort of thing. And now everyone has them four-wheel ones. It's even more noise. You see them all going around the airports with them.
Yeah.
Got noisier and noisier. So that sneaking into the hotel at 4 o'clock.
Gone.
Incognito, totally gone.
Totally
can't do
gone.
It anymore.
I tell you what, it's coming up for the end of the show.
Is it?
Yeah, why? What have you got written down?
I had loads of stuff. I've got a good game to play next week.
You love a game.
Shall I tell you what the game is next
what?
Week? I found this on an old quiz that I'd done years ago, and it's Famous Double Acts, but they're real names.
Okay, save that.
I'll save it for you and see how many you can get. So it's their actual names, like, Markham Myers on there? See Markham? Yes.
Are they?
Yeah.
So we need to find out what the real names.
Because that wasn't their real names.
Ah.
Right.
Okay.
So I give you what the real names, and you're trying to see.
I'm trying to see if I can.
You'll get one straight away just because of the sons who perform under that name.
Oh, right.
That's a big clue.
So Cannon and Ball.
Yeah, that's the one.
The Harper brothers.
Anyway, bear that in mind for next week. Bear that in mind.
All right. Well, listen, it looks like the sun's peeking through. It's not a bad day. I've been out and done the garden.
Yeah, but I'm looking at my clothing for because I'm about to do, Jim. There's no mention of linen.
Well, you've got to get with it, haven't you, Steve? Well,
no, exactly, you've got to get with it. You see, I'm postulating that these are what people should wear. This is the clothing people should wear over the next few weeks.
Yeah.
And then you come on the podcast and totally go against it. At least go against my advice.
I want to play the music.
It's a team.
People.
We're a team in this podcast. In retro terms, it's a Pack-a-Mac weekend. Remember Pack-a-Macs, Jamie?
Steve, yeah.
Remember Pack-a-Mac? T-shirts and slacks giving way to waterproofs and galoshes, then back to T-shirts again. Layers are advised with subdued colours to accurately reflect conditions. Floral skirts and dresses may begin to appear by this evening, with smart casual moving in from the west. Finally, elasticated waists may be sensible in overindulging areas. And that's your clothing. And can I just give a special mention to Jamie Riding?
Oh, you've made him
the show.
Yes, Jamie Riding.
Jamie Riding. Hi, Jamie. I did say I'd mention the podcast, so I'll mention it now. It
well
also
done.
Goes out as Dolly the Dame.
Oh, okay.
Pants Rachel. And he also does Punch and Judy as well.
Well, multi-talented.
So if you are listening in the Weymouth area, I think that's where he's based, go and see one of Jamie's shows.
Lovely lads. Thanks for listening, Jamie. Is it Jamie or James?
Jamie.
Oh, I can't forget that name.
James. They say over in Spain.
They do, actually. So let's play us out. But thanks for listening.
James.
Get in touch on all the socials and share and do what you want and all that sort of stuff. But it's good to be back. Jamie Sutherland. Talking blank.
Sometimes London, but most of the